Welcome to the deep dive. We got this source from a listener, and look, at first glance, it's pure celebrity fashion, right? Just a snapshot.
Yeah, seems like it. But we thought, no, this is actually like a perfect little case study.
Exactly. It's not just gossip. It's almost a blueprint for how big cultural trends can shift perceptions about, well, an entire material.
We're looking at what happens when you get this convergence, avant-garde design, huge celebrity power, and this, massive pop culture wave hitting all at once.
Right. The topic is latex fashion going mainstream, and specifically how the whole Barbiecore thing, channeled through Kylie Jenner, turbocharged it.
So the mission today, digging into this Latex 247 article, Latex Dreams, Dead Lotus Couture and Kylie Jenner Launch Bubblegum Revolution, it's really about unpacking the mechanics.
Yeah, how is this specific look basically engineered to fight what the article calls latex's outdated perceptions to give it a whole new identity?
It's fascinating how they pick their tools. Like you said, engineered. Not random at all. It feels like a calculated move.
Injecting it with high fashion cred, but keeping it playful.
Exactly. That seems to be the strategy.
Okay, let's get into the raw materials then. Kylie Jenner, 28. This outfit is meant to scream unapologetic glamour, according to the source. So, the designer choice. Dead Lotus Couture. Why them? What makes them strategic here?
Well, Dead Lotus, they aren't just making clothes. They're known for like super specialized technical latex design, real avant-garde stuff. Meaning their pieces, they prioritize really complex cuts, perfect fit, material that lasts. It pushes latex way beyond, costume territory. It's proper haute couture.
Okay, so choosing them is like an instant signal. Quality, serious design elevates the whole thing.
Exactly. It gives it that stamp of technical legitimacy right away.
Got it. Now, the pieces themselves, this two-piece set, the bimba bikini top, the 15 pencil skirt, all in this super bright bubblegum pink
Such a
latex.
searing hot pink, yeah.
And the article makes a point about the skirt being low rise. How important was that specific choice, that Y2K nod? Does that make the latex itself feel, I don't know, less intense, more digestible?
Oh, absolutely critical. I mean, the latex is already pretty provocative, right? Super high shine, clings to the body. If they'd gone with a really severe modern cut, maybe it would have felt too much like fetish wear. It could have just reinforced those old ideas.
So the nostalgia kind of takes the edge off.
Precisely. Choosing that low-rise pencil skirt, which is such a clear Y2K throwback, it grounds the whole look in something playful and nostalgic.
Right, it's like a visual cue.
Yeah, it's a bit of a trick. You see the shape first, oh, Y2K low-rise, and then you process the challenging material.
And that combo with Barbiecore, the maximalist pink, and the Y2K thing,
Yeah.
it makes the tight fit feel fun, not just edgy.
Exactly. Celebratory, deliberate fun, not purely subversive.
Which shifts the focus, like you said, from just the fabric to the whole story they're
Yeah.
telling. The source really pushes this idea. It wasn't just clothes, it was a total monochromatic commitment. Let's talk about the intent. How did the styling make sure this landed as high fashion, even kind of royal? And not just, wow, she's wearing pink latex.
Okay, yeah, this is where the stylists Mackenzie and Alexander Rose Granquist come in. Their goal seems to have been total visual immersion. Control the narrative completely.
No distractions.
Right. Any other colors, different textures, it would just dilute the message. The whole thing had to scream, Princess, maximalist fantasy, like the article says.
And the beauty details mentioned, they really lock that down.
Oh, meticulously. You've got the subtle pink blush, the glossy, slightly lighter pink lip, keeping that shiny, almost liquid theme going, and then the matching hot pink stiletto nails.
It wasn't just accessories, it was part of the narrative.
Absolutely intrinsic, the source suggests. They didn't just put on the outfit, they became the whole pink bubblegum aesthetic.
And Jenner's caption, just a princess, nailed the intended message. Plus, you get that instant validation from Hailey Bieber. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Shows it landed right away in her circle.
High-level social proof immediately.
Okay, but let's play devil's advocate a bit. Is it really legitimacy if this mainstream moment is so tied to one very specific trend, this hyper pink bubblegum thing? Won't it look dated fast when Barbiecore fades? What's the actual long game here?
That's a really fair point. The immediate play, yeah, it's about transferring legitimacy. You use the huge star, the huge trend, as a kind of gateway drug for the material. But the longer game, I think, is about showing off versatility and texture. Barbiecore gets people's eyes used to seeing that high shine finish in a context that isn't subversive.
Right. Normalize the look of it first.
Exactly. Once that visual barrier is kind of lowered, then designers can start using latex in more classic ways. Blacks, reds, maybe even neutrals, which actually we're already seeing signs of.
That's the perfect segue. The article says this look elevates latex from outdated perceptions to fierce fashionable royalty. So Kylie's the big splashy gateway. What other evidence do we have that this is broader, that other designers, other celebs are using latex for its actual qualities now in different ways?
Yeah, the wider movement is the key proof point. It's not just Kylie in isolation. The insight, really, is that celebrity use kind of de-risks the material for everyone else.
Makes sense.
Once Kylie wears Dead Lotus, other designers and stylists feel more confident trying latex for different looks, different vibes.
So give us those examples. Show the range.
Okay, so you can trace it. You've got TikTok star GK Barry, who went full barbacore too, but in pink latex from Catalyst Latex for her UK tour. So that's filtering down to internet celebs performance wear.
Okay. Still pink, still performancey though.
True. But then look at Jess Glynn. The article mentions her wearing flattering latex and leather from Eric Haechne. Now you're shifting towards silhouette, fit, using the material's properties to enhance shape, not just for the shine or the color.
Okay, getting more sophisticated.
And then the big leap, formal wear. That's the ultimate test, isn't it? The red carpet.
Right.
The source mentions Love Island's Ella Thomas. She wore an elegant black latex gown to the National Television Awards.
Wow, okay. Black latex gown, that's a statement.
Think about that journey. We started with a tiny bright pink bikini top you might wear poolside. Now we're at a formal televised award show using black latex for elegance and drama.
That range is huge. Bikini top to gala gown. It suggests they're really using the material for its unique structure now, like you'd use satin or leather, not just for shock value.
That's the takeaway for you listening. It shows designers Dead Lotus, Catalyst, Arachne, Libidex gets mentioned too, are genuinely using that glossy figure-hugging quality for versatility across different styles, different levels of formality.
It's cementing its place.
Definitely feels like it's moving into contemporary high fashion. And this shift, it's not just about glamour, it's about control, maybe. Designers using celebrity power to take materials that were maybe subcultural.
And making them mainstream and profitable.
Pretty much. Translating that subculture cachet into mainstream acceptance quickly.
There's an interesting psychological angle, too. Pairing latex with accepted symbols of glamour, the pencil skirt, the princess idea, the formal gown, it almost forces you to accept the latex as part of the glamour, not the weird thing standing out.
Yeah, it's like diffusing the controversy by surrounding it with high-status signals.
Mm-hmm.
The celebrity is the shield, letting the material walk into rooms it couldn't get into before.
Okay, so wrapping this up, what's the big picture here for fashion trends? We've broken down how this one, very carefully put together look, mixing Y2K nostalgia, specific couture, and the massive barbacore wave managed to push this tricky fabric right into the mainstream chat.
The core lesson, I think, is about synergy. Strategic design. You get the high visibility star, the unavoidable trend, and a designer who really knows how to work the material. And bang. You redefine its whole context.
Strip away the old baggage.
Replace it with modern royalty, high gloss glamour, all those positive associations.
It's a full-on image makeover, basically, done super efficiently by the whole celebrity fashion machine.
Yeah. Which leads to a final thought for you listening. Building on all this evidence, the source talks about shifting latex away from those outdated perceptions. We've seen it go from bikinis to ball gowns.
Mm-hmm.
So considering that path, what's the final frontier? What environment or context does latex need to conquer to feel truly, completely normalized, like everyday fashion?
Is it seeing it in, I don't know, daytime office wear? Or maybe just casual street style, but in normal colors, not hyper pink.
Exactly. What level of just ordinary adoption would signal that an old perception is gone for good? Where do you expect to see latex blend in next instead of deliberately standing out? Something to think about.